How many of you were in here yesterday?
A lot of you.
Oh, I guess how many of you are new? Okay. So we did a little bit with the hand signs yesterday, and it is partway on the second page of your handout if you want to look at them. We're going to go ahead and we start practice the round. We went through it a little bit yesterday, so I would like to just run through that a couple times, and we'll do it with the hand sign. For those of you that are new, these hand signs are, it's kind of like sign language for the notes, and I like using them with students just to help help you for auditory and visual, and then actually doing something with your hands. Okay, so the actual tune, I just kind of typed it out there under number one. I think that's the first one, Do Do Re Re. So that's what we're doing, but it might be just as easy to do it by heart. Okay, so we're all going to do Do. Do is your fifth, and you're going to start about at your waist level, and we're going to end up about here with a high Do.
Do, Do, Re, Re, Do, Re, Do. Mi, Mi, Fa, Fa, Mi, Fa, Mi. Do, Do, Ti, Ti, Do, Ti, Do. So, 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 So.
Now don't feel bad. It's a very crash course in hand signs. You can at least do Do, if nothing else. It's just a nice fist. I kind of had to laugh at one of my former students that's here, Mr. Johnson. He saw my copy. He's like, oh, are you doing those hand signs? I said, do you still remember them? I said, oh, he doesn't think so. I said, what's Do? And he did a fist. I said, what's So? And he went like this. And I haven't taught him for 4 years or so. I forget, he's going into 8th grade. Anyway, it was just kind of funny how actually those motions did stick in his brain. He didn't even know that he remembered them. So it was kind of fun. So let's do it again.
Do, Do, Re, Re, Do, Re, Do. Mi, Mi, Fa, Fa, Mi, Fa, Mi. Do, Do, Ti, Ti, Do, Ti, Do. So, 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 So.
Okay, you go ahead and start, and I will sing the second part.
Do, Do, Re.
Maybe about three wide back through, and then do another three, kind of like, does that make sense? Three people all the way to the back, and then another three. That should work pretty well. So let's go through it. We'll go a little bit faster. Do, Do, Re, Re, Do, Re. And if it's too confusing to do the hand sign, you feel obligated. Let's go through it. Let's start over here. So just join a group if you're not sure.
Do, Do, Re, Re, Do, Re, Do. Do, Do, Ra, Ra, Do, Ra, Do. Do, Do, Re, Re, Do, Re, Do. Do, Do, Ra, Ra, Do, Re, Do. Do, Do, Ra, Ra, Do, Ra, Do.
Joyful music, And the description that they gave is, once we have learned the basics, let's move on to the warm-ups, enjoyable things to do with music, and song ideas that will keep the smiles on our faces. Ultimately, we want our students to love singing. So, like I said earlier, if you have ideas, feel free to share them. And I'm just going to work our way through this. I have some different scale warm-ups, some songs that I do for different of the school subjects, and then some several rounds. I'm not sure how we'll get through them all. I just try to have plenty, and maybe, I guess we'll see how the time holds out, and maybe you'll just have to choose at the end which ones you want to learn. But a few words about music here at the beginning. Music is kind of a, I don't know, maybe a vulnerable thing. For some reason, it's kind of scary to be heard singing. Maybe not everybody, but I think we're all pretty self-conscious about it, more than even talking. I don't know why. All you're doing is stretching out the tones a little bit longer than when you're talking. But there's something that's vulnerable about it, and I realize that not everybody is as comfortable with it, or maybe not as used to singing. But I just want to encourage you a little bit. So if you don't think you have a talent for music, you might not agree with me, but I think, like so many other skills that we learn in life, we improve our music skills through practice as well. We don't allow our students to quit math just because they don't have a talent for it. And so, or ourselves, we can't just chop out the subjects at school that maybe you do, I don't know. But we don't do that for certain subjects in school, but then we kind of do that for other things. I don't know, I don't think that cooks are born. I think you become a chef or you become a good cook because your mom taught you, or maybe you had an interest in it and you learned it. So I think it's the same way for music or lots of other skills in life. There aren't very many born singers. There are people that have a nice timbre in their voice, but I think most people that enjoy music or learn to sing, it's because they've been exposed to it. Parents do a big favor to their children, I think, in singing with them from a young age. But so whether or not you have had that privilege of parents that like to sing or been exposed to music much, I think I just want to encourage you to do your best to keep improving where you are now. So no matter what level you're at, if we all keep working at improving what we have. So some of the most inspiring singers to me are not necessarily the best, most beautiful voices. It's the people who actually keep trying to improve. I have a friend, she and her husband are expecting their first baby in January. But he's not that great of a singer. He's not very confident. He's more of a follower. But they want their children to learn to sing. So they're sitting down every evening or whenever and he's trying to learn how to sing lead and she's trying to sing a part. And to me, that's so inspiring to see someone putting forth effort because they want to pass it on to their children. And so take heart if you feel like you don't have talent. Just keep working on it. And is there such a thing as becoming proud of our musical abilities? Or is it dangerous to become too good? I think that is a temptation, just like in anything else. We can be tempted to be proud. But I don't think it's any great glory to God either to do a poor job just because we're afraid of turning proud. I think God is glorified when we try to improve the talents that we have, no matter how small or large we think they are. But the neat thing about teaching younger students, especially, is you can learn right along with them, and they probably won't catch on. When I first started teaching, I'd learned beating time in school, and I hadn't had much practice since, but we had to take turns leading songs for the whole school for devotions. So very faithfully pick a song, 4-4 timing, nothing too weird because I don't want to be caught off guard. Anyway, so take heart. You can keep learning. I feel like I learned so much even since I'm teaching. Okay, but you're not proud in this class because you wanted to hear a lot of philosophy about music kind of thing. So you probably came because you already like music and you want to get more tips, or maybe because you don't like it and are hoping for something to help the annoying music class that you're expected to teach. Okay, so let's stand. You may put your papers down for a little bit. And posture is one thing that's important in singing. You want to have good posture, not too stiff, you want to be relaxed, but One of the goals is to have, well, put your hands over your head. Stretch. Feels really good, actually. And just kind of bring your arms slowly down and try to keep your shoulders, your chest, kind of in that raised position how it was. Feels really good. That's actually a good position. Now, don't be too stiff. You need to do it. Let's do it again. Stretch and just kind of bring it down. You don't want to be tight, but you also want to have, yeah, a nice raised chest and so that there's room for the air. And another thing, you don't want to be heaving your shoulders up and down to get the breath. You try to let the breath fall into your stomach. I know that might sound weird, and I'm not going to go into breathing a lot right now, but yeah, once now you all have a nice good posture. So let's just sing that do-do song again. And this time, let's just do two groups, the one we did earlier. So just the first two groups over there be one half, and these two groups be the other. And you may try the signs if you want, but you don't need to get your papers. Just do it twice again. We'll go quite a bit faster. Do, do, re, re, do, re, do. The next one we'll try is do, do, re, do. I didn't put the whole thing, but it's just a pattern that basically we're going to go up, come back down to do, take turns going up to a new note. So you can join me as you feel comfortable. Do, 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 re, do, do, re, mi, re, do, do, re, mi, fa, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, so, fa, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do. That's kind of fun to sing that one. And it's kind of a round, or we'll just start a little bit apart. I don't know, would it be helpful just to make two groups? You can move around a little bit, might be able to hear your little chairs. If you just try to, maybe those two groups that we had before, kind of cluster over here a little more, you can maybe pull up into the front. And then this group, if you just, I don't know if you want to face each other a little more, so you can hear. Okay, so let's just try again. We'll go a little bit faster. And I think I have a misprint, right? I missed a note. But you understand the pattern. You're just going up the scale and back down. I guess would it be helpful if I point? So let's do it all together, and then we'll try it as the round thing.
Do, do, re, do. Do, re, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, fa, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so.
I forgot about this one. You start at the top as well, and then so we'll work our way down the same way.
Do, do, re, do.
So we'll let you all start. So you're going to sing do, do, re, then you're going to come in and start on do, do, re. Does that make sense? We'll try it. I got this one from my sister. I haven't actually tried it much with my students. Probably it would actually be a little hard for first graders. Maybe you can do it with fourth graders. Okay.
Do, do, re, do, do, re, mi, re, do, re.
So this slows you down even more. If you do it slowly, you can hear the chords going up through a little more. But that's still sounding neat like it was. Okay, let's try. We did this a little bit yesterday. Actually, no, we didn't. So go back to your groups of four. I mean, your four groups, if you can kind of remember. And if you still want to cluster a little bit. We're just going to go up the scale. And we're going to have you all hang out. Just stay on do. Hold it. You're going to go up to me. Hold that one. The third group is going to hang on to so, and you're all going to hang on to high do. And then, you might want to put your papers down. We're going to think of a football shape, you're going to start, we're going to get our chord, we'll take a breath, and then we'll get louder and softer. Does that make sense? So we're going to just make a nice swell together. If you want to do that motion with your hands when we get there, you may. Okay, so you're holding do this time. So everyone sings, but then you just hang on to the note that I gave you, if you remember what it was. Do, mi, so, do.
Do, re, mi, fa, so.
Some of you know more about chords. Can you pick a do on that chord to make it? Anybody know about chords? Okay, let's just do re, fa, la. This is actually like the train whistle chord. So, let's do it again. Let's have you all hang on to re, fa, kind of, yeah, just, I guess it's four groups. The middle people hang on to la, fa, and you hang on to la. Okay.
No. Do, re, mi, fa, do, la.
I forgot. Okay, we're stopping on la. Okay. You may turn to that praise and practice sheet. I copied two of them out of this book that I talked about yesterday. It's lots of different note drills. So, I thought it'd be fun to sing through a few of these. What I like to do with my students, I sometimes split them into two groups and have the one go out of the room, and they each are given certain lines to go learn as a group, like without help. I do that sometimes, or we do it together, or it's all kinds of things. But like I said, this book has all kinds of drills that you can use to practice notes. So I'm on the 23, the Assorted Melodies one. Let's do the second line. Now let's go ahead and tap the beat against our leg like we did yesterday. So for the quarter notes, the black ones, just do one tap, and the half notes will get two. So we'll try it. We're all learning this new, brand new song together.
Do, do, re, do.
Okay, we're doing the second line. I think there should be a number in front of it. Do, start over.
Do, re, mi, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, re, mi, re, do.
Congratulations, you just sang a new song. So what I like I said, they give different levels. So if you see up in the top corner, there's levels. One note is filled, so this is the easy level. I don't know if there's any jumps that go, they're all notes that are beside each other in the scale, so it's a great place to start. Let's do line five.
Do, do, re, mi, fa.
then the other page that I copied is a level 3. And so if you look down through there, they have more jumps. So let's just try, let's just do the first line. Do.
Do, re, mi, re, do, re, mi. Do, do, mi, mi, do, mi, do. Do, re, mi, do.
So, like I said, if you practice the do, mi, so intervals a lot, and you've been working on that, then this would be a good place for them to test it, because then they had to do the mi, do jump. So that is an example of what's in that book. You may be seated. So those are some different warm-ups. Did I miss one on your paper? On the front? Forget them. So it was great, I skipped over one. One thing I like to do is use daily morning singing to practice things we learn in music class. I try not to let it distract too much from devotions, but I'm like Steve Brubaker said this morning, all life is worship. So I don't think it's so what's the word? I think it's okay to go ahead and practice some of these things. One way, actually I skipped over a point. First of all, I like to have them vary the selections. Probably whatever book you use, we have certain numbers that you know by heart. Very well, use Crazily Sing. What's the number? Anyway, you probably know them. So I let them pick the old favorites over and over. That can help the less confident singer feel more confident. With familiar songs, it's like, I know this song, I can sing. But also push them to broaden their horizons and keep yourself from getting bored. Save your own sanity, always singing the same song. So one thing I do, I keep track of what songs we sing that year. I just put a little mark beside the number, so a star. And so then some mornings I say we're going to sing songs we never sang this year yet, and then I can tell them if somebody will pick a song, nope, we sang that one already. Or another way to vary it is make them, I'm teaching them the key signatures, so you can only pick songs that start with E flat or C, and that also helps review the things you've been teaching in music class. Or songs that start on a certain note, like do, or they have to start with a quarter note or a half note, things like that. So what I then, pretty much for every song, I like to have them tell me what the key signature is, and the starting note, and what kind of note it is. We just kind of go through that little drill. I'll just make the person who picked it say the key signature, starting note, what kind, and so they kind of get used to it. Another thing I like to have them do is I blow the pitch, and I teach them that whenever I blow the pitch, that's do. And so we have to look at the first note, and do we go up or down, get them to help, you know, sing do, mi, so, or whatever, and so sometimes they'll go the wrong way. Well, we can start it really high. Oh, whoops. We should have gone down to so instead of up. I sometimes have them tap the beat along, like we were doing earlier today. I guess we didn't do it. Yeah, we just did on the exercises. I do that some songs, not every time. Or sometimes I have the beat time with me. It varies from morning to morning. Another thing I like to do is use songs in as many subjects as I can. So one thing, in math, I like to, sometimes right before speed drills, we sing some action songs to get their blood pumping. So we'll do that now. They get their book all ready for their speed drill, and then we sing our song, and then we say 1, 3, go, and they sit down and start. It's kind of fun. So here we'll sing The Farmer from New Holland. I grew up close to New Holland, Pennsylvania, so I learned this one in school. So I guess you could stick whatever town you want, but we're going to sing New Holland. So stand up. You might want to get rid of your papers. Be ready to go up and down. I will sing it once for you, and then you can help me. And the farmer from New Holland, he had 100 cows. He chased them up the hill, and then he chased them down. And when they're up, they're up. And when they're down. And when they're only halfway up, they're neither up nor down. And when they're only halfway up, they're neither up nor down. So, we'll sing it slowly. We'll sing it 3 times, and you go faster every time. Then you'll be all ready for your speed drill. The farmer from New Holland, he had 100 cows. He chased them up the hill, and then he chased them down. And when they're up, they're up. And when they're down, they're down. And when they're only halfway up, they're neither up nor down. The farmer from the hall, he had 100 cows. He chased them up the hill, and then he chased them down. And when they're up, they're up. And when they're down, they're down. And when they're only halfway up, they're neither up nor down. The farmer from the hall, he had 100 cows. He chased them up the hill, and then he chased them down. And when they're up, they're up. And when they're down, they're down. And when they're only halfway up, they're neither up nor down. You want to do Head and Shoulders? It's the same idea. You probably all know that one. Head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. Head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. Eyes, eyes, and ears and mouth and nose. Head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. I guess it won't make you do it. Same idea though. We do it usually about 3 times. I'm huffing and puffing. It's just fun. Fun way to get them woken up and ready to dive into their speed drill. And it's kind of a mind thing. They always act like, oh, they could do this much faster. After we're done with that, you may be seated. Sometimes you can put music facts to tunes. There's certain ones that they're struggling with, and so this is the one that I sing to them. And it's kind of fun because I did it especially when I had a student with dyslexia and or some of the others too that were struggling to learn it. So singing puppy. This is hot in here. So I would just have to hum the tune later sometimes, and he would just know the answer because he remembered. So this is 8 times 6 is 48. 8 times 6 is 48, 48, 48. 8 times 6 is 48, ha, 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 ha. And you can do that with any other facts or find other tunes, but that's one fun place to do it. In language, so I put a copy of the song in the back of your handout. It's probably illegal. I copied. I think I got it at some teachers' meeting years ago, and there were some other songs in the set about other parts of the speech, but I often like to teach this one when they're learning about nouns. So I'm going to sing it for you. If you ever wonder what a noun can be, you sing the first verse and then the chorus, kind of. And you come back and sing the other second verse. Do any of you know this song? Do you know it? You remember it? Did I teach it to you?
I remember it now.
I remember when I first started teaching it. If you ever wonder what a noun can be, look around the room, name the things you see, like teacher and desk and whistle and book. Nouns can be found anywhere you look. A noun is the name of a person. A noun is the name of a place. A noun is the name of a thing. Or the happiness you feel when you sing. If you ever wonder what a noun can be, walk around the town, name the things you see, like tree and house and grocery store. Count and you'll find 50 million more. So, that's a song about nouns. And they often like to point at the thing in the classroom. Teacher and desk and pencil and book. And the prepositions, I put a list of them in there. This is the list we had in our language book. But you can sing them to up and down the scale. So you may stand and help me. At the end, there's two more. You run out of, so we just say prepositions after without. So you'll catch on soon. We're going to sing down, but we're going to be going up the scale. So, aboard, about, above, across, after, against, along, above, around, and before, behind, below, beneath, beside, between, beyond, by, down, during, left, for, from, inside, and to, like, near, off, on, over, past, in, through, throughout, to, toward, under, beneath, until, up, along, with, within, without, preposition. So you can sing the prepositions that way. And maybe seated. Just kind of made up this one for the five parts of a friendly letter. Same tune as Head and Shoulders. But we just sing heading, greeting, body, closing signature. Heading, greeting, body, closing signature. This is how you write a friendly letter. Heading, greeting, body, closing signature. So that's what we do for that. Reading, I copied this song out of, I think it's third grade, or fourth grade, where they start learning about onomatopoeia. And you can sing this song to the tune of Old MacDonald at a farm. So you may all help me. I'll try to sing it slowly enough. This is one of my students' favorite ones for practicing the notes and for practicing the whole scale, the do mi fa do, and then just the octave jump. And it's from the viewpoint of a baby bear and mother bear and papa bear. So I will sing it for you.
Do re mi fa so la ti do. I put my paw on every step. Do mi so do, I skipped right down. Do do, I jumped.
That's the favorite part. So you may all stand and help me. I put my paw on every step, and I skipped right down, or I skip right down, and I jump.
Do re mi fa so.
Brings me to a list of several rounds. We have about 13 minutes left. Another thing that I love using music for, there's so many great phrases and songs that you can use for ammunition, or just, I love singing when somebody did something just to kind of tease them, or, you know, who's the culprit here? Was that somebody you? Was that somebody you? There's so many phrases that you can use. Anyway, does anybody have some other ideas that you like to use in music class that you'd be willing to share? Please feel free. Amy?
I was trying to say, they love the Kookaburra song.
Oh, yes, I don't have to copy. Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. We used to sing that one in school. I should do that one with my students now. Do you do it as a round?
I do it as a round. Huh? Later on, there's we do three verses, the boring one. And then Kookaburra sits in the gumdrop tree. The gumdrop tree, you stop. You can hear from me. Kookaburra sits in the banana tree. Counting all the monkeys, you can see stop. Kookaburra stops. That's me.
I kind of think that one's in this round. Come think of it. Thank you. Any others?
Well, every time you choir, I go over pitch by four, to try humming do. See how close we can get, and I check and see how close
we can. So just any round, like before you start a song?
Right.
Or just?
Yeah, it's just our class.
Maybe. Yeah. That's neat. So that kind of teaches them to learn the keys.
Or not. Before every song, but just like right before every quote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good practice.
The next way, if you do a lot of skip counting, like for math, simple math and songs for all the skip counting.
Wow, I should get those from you.
Those are fantastic.
So, yeah, all the...
Every 3, 6, 9.
Does it go up to the multiple of 12, or...?
It goes up. 8 maybe.
So like 8 times 12? Or
no,
8 times 8?
9.
Oh, 8 times. Hey, that's still helpful. Yeah, the third grade, CLE, do a lot of that. Sounds great.
Which
she did simple math?
Mm-hmm.
has the tunes listed in the book?
It normally gets familiar tunes.
Okay.
But there is a CD that you can get.
I'll have to look that up. Thanks. Okay, well, does anyone have, I think I have to stop the train listed. Good night. Do you have any selections? How many of you know that song? Good night. Okay, well that would be helpful if you know. Okay, so you can help me sing it if you know it. We'll try it. I didn't figure out what key it is. That sounds about right. Good night, good night. Jesus has his children blessed. All who trust in him may rest. Jesus has his children blessed. All who trust in him may rest. We really need to do that around. So, all of you that know it, do you want to just gather up there? Or, yeah, that should work. Or we could just make... Can we do it with two groups, do you think, already? Just those of us that know it? Shall we try?
Do you want to start? So,
which one do you want to help?
Good night, good night. Jesus has his children blessed. All who trust in him may rest. Jesus has his children blessed. All who trust in him may rest. Jesus has his children blessed.
You could do it four parts, so it's a little prettier. Yeah, so it's a really neat. Good night song. Do any of you know to stop the train? Okay. I don't know if you do the same motions I do, but I'll just sing it the way I do it. It's a song about if you pull the emergency brake on the train, you will get a penalty of £5. So it's not $5. It must be from England or something. To stop the train in cases of emergency, pull on the chain, pull on the chain. Penalty for each improper use, £5. So it's also around, so why don't you stand? We'll try it. It's to stop the train in cases of emergency, pull on the chain, pull on the chain. Something that's neat about this round, and actually the last one, they both have octave jumps in them. Pull on the chain, pull on the chain, and it helps teach them about do to do. Jesus has his children blessed. Had it in there too. Okay. To stop the train in cases of emergency, pull on the chain, pull on the chain. Penalty for each improper use, £5. Penalty for each improper use, £5. Let's do it again. To stop the train in cases of emergency, pull on the chain, pull on the chain. Penalty for each improper use, £5. You ready to try it as a round? You feel confident enough? Let's do it one more time. To stop the train in cases of emergency, pull on the chain. Pull on the chain, penalty for each. Amy and what's your name? Not Brooklyn, that's your sister. Can you kind of help that group over there? So let's do it in two groups, and I'll try to lead them. You probably kind of know by now. Let's just do the two groups. I'll let you all start.
Let's try it twice.
To stop the changing, keep the loving chain, and keep the loving rain. Pull on the chain, pull on the chain. Penalty for each improper use by the time. To stop the chain, and keep the loving urgency. Pull on the chain, pull on the chain. Penalty for each improper use by the time.
Hey, not too bad. You can also do that one with quite a few parts if you want. You probably all know "Oh, How Lovely Is the Evening." Is that a familiar one? And the bells are sweetly ringing. Is that right? Should know it by heart. This is a fun one to do to practice timing. I often have them swing their arms, so let's just sing it. 274. Three parts, okay.
Oh, how lovely is the evening, is the evening, when the bells are sweetly ringing, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong.
So you just feel kind of like the bell clapper in your arms. Let's go a little bit faster. And can we do three groups, kind of again? Let's sing it three times. You may or may not swing your arms if you want, but we'll go, oh, how lovely is the evening. Well, or if you don't swing your arms, you can tap it against your leg. Oh, how lovely. Okay, let's start right here. What did I say, three times?
Oh, how lovely is the evening, is the evening. Oh,
about yesterday using the notes on your body, like so me, so me. She said she's done that with her students quite a bit, and it has helped her monotone singers a lot. And so I thought I'd pass it on. She said it helped them very much with the fact that their hands are moving with the notes. And she said she had all these people that droned, and she feels like that's what helped them. So I just thought I'd pass that on. I don't feel like I have a lot of answers other than just practice. And I should have looked it up. I know there's statistics that, it's always helpful to say statistics, so. Anyway, but just the percent of children that might sing monotone at first grade compared to, it's a very small percent by the time they reach seventh grade, I think it was. So there is hope. Just because a child is singing monotone at a young age, they often do grow out of it. There's actually a very small percent of people who are actually tone deaf. I think it's way smaller than what people think. maybe because for some people it's just because they never had exposure to music and so on, but there's actually very few people who actually are tone deaf and can't learn. So thank you all for coming. I hope you were inspired to have fun with music. Mm-hmm.